Savior by Eleonora, read by Tiny Pink Mouse. Falling happened in slow motion. She had known it was coming, had felt the tingles of panic only dimly. She knew the others would be able to handle anything thrown at them. They had proved that by now, even Morgan. The others would be fine. They were strong and brave and they had a map. They just had to follow it. And Yuli? Danziger would take care of Yuli. Just like she would take care of True if something had happened to him. That day in the desert, when he had collapsed, she had told him she would. And she knew then that she could trust him with her own son. Danziger would watch over him and help him grow up to be a good man. She couldn't. She had promises to keep. The bargain had been made long ago, when the Eden Project was just the stirrings of an idea she had in the middle of the night, watching her son labor for each breath, her life for his. It was easy to decide then, although she hadn't expected it to take so long to get here. She thought it would be instant, she would die, and Yuli would live. He would never know his mother, and in that dark hour she hadn't cared. He would live, and she would die. But his little life mattered so much more to her. The years had passed, and while she had never forgotten, the promise had been pushed to the back of her mind. The Eden Project and planet G-899 had been in the works, and it took all of her time and extra energy to just get the whole thing off the ground. The Council had denied the initial application, and three more after that. But Devon Adair was nothing if not determined. 9 years. It took 9 years to plan, apply and bully the project through. 9 years, when at any moment Ulysses could die and never see the planet his mother hoped would save him. 9 painful, stressed years. They had gone by so slowly. She would wake up some nights, in a cold sweat, and throw herself into her son's room to make sure he was still there, still alive. She had made a promise. Her life for his. The day was slow in coming. She had never expected for it to take so long. For the first year, she kept expecting something to happen. To come down with an odd strain of the flu, which not even the Council could completely wipe out. To have some unusual fatal accident on her way back from a meeting. It took 2 years for her to understand that she could not pick the time or place. Promises were fulfilled in their own time. She had finally relaxed, content to let herself dote on Yuli while they were together. Devon had always expected to die before she ever got to G-899. She had resigned herself to never getting to see Yuli grow up, grow stronger, grow. She never expected to get that chance. She had never considered that she would get to see him run and play and laugh and scream like any other child. That she would get to see him pick up insects and come home covered in dirt and grimy with sweat from playing outside. Playing like anyone else. The years had passed, but her promise had never been forgotten, no matter how slowly it was kept. And now everything was happening so fast. Her knees went weak and she knew the time had come. It seemed like forever until she fell. The ground came up to meet her and it hurt. That part she hadn't expected. Danziger was shouting, his voice rough and panicked as he called her name. He called her Devon, and she would have laughed if she could have caught her breath. Devon could almost feel sorry for the doctor, who wouldn't be able to save her. Julia would research and blame herself for Devon's death, and Devon dimly hoped that the others wouldn't blame her as well. They had to stick together. Danziger's arms were warm around her, and she couldn't stop shaking. Danziger had to save them all now. He would take care of everything. He was strong. He had to raise a daughter alone in the world of a grunt worker. He was strong enough to raise the Eden Project out of the dirt with his own two hands. Danziger would take care of Yuli, and he would get the others to New Pacifica. He would greet the ship and build a hospital and houses and a home for her son. Danziger would save her. It was enough. She had kept her promise. The end.